Well, hello, y'all. This is the Chance and Choice Show. This is me, the benevolent witness, the thickness. Some of you know me by other names. However, this year I am definitely going to cultivate my brand, actually put my personal brand into the works, get everything going with that. You know, I'm going to be Atlanta's next big boy stripper here pretty soon. You may have been, you know, following me on social media, knowing that I've switched gears to a more risque type of appearance. That's just because I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me. I don't give a fuck what nobody says is politically fucking wrecked. I don't give a fuck. Point blank, period. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and I'm going to do it feeling good about myself. I don't give a fuck about nobody else right now. Nobody give a fuck about beans. Nobody give a fuck about me. So what the fuck I got to give a fuck about anybody else for? Now that I got that off my chest. Woo! But yeah, so I felt like my last episode, the new year with Miss Mecca the Home Wrecker, you know, Nuki or whatever, that was kind of that. Now, honestly, I can tell y'all it felt like a little bit much for me. So, I know anybody else it felt a lot for that, you know, heard it or whatever. But I just want to say thank you for continuing to be a follower after the, 2 years I've been on? Yeah, we're now getting a little recognition. I'm getting a little monetized or whatever. You know what I'm saying? A lot has changed. Yet everything still stays the same. I know I'm not having no guests this time. Because, hell, I ain't been able to give y'all a natural bone one of my thoughts in a while, you know? Now, so I just figured I'd have a candid conversation. Because, hell, I can't get nobody to fucking listen to my motherfucking ass. So at this point, why the fuck not? I'm out driving. See what time it is. 3:38 in the motherfucking morning. On this cold ass January 20th or something like that night. Or whatever. Just, you know, I'm motherfucking doing what I do. Doing what I do best. At this point, because apparently, you know, I don't get up early enough to keep a real job, and when I really get up early enough to keep the damn job, this motherfucking truck is in my space, or what? What the fuck, bitch? Hold on, I gotta drive a little bit for a minute here, baby. Give me a second. All right, yeah, this motherfucking 418 wheeler getting on my fucking nerves. But yeah, so I'm just doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? Out making orders, taking orders, kicking ass, taking names. While all y'all other niggas sleep, this bitch right here is up, serving your grandma, making her feel real good. Fuck you talking about. But nah. But yeah, so I just figured I'd just talk. You know, I got a few things to get off my motherfucking chest, baby. Fuck you talking about. I just gotta say some shit. Cause I feel the type of way, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I guess you would say I'm homeless. Not really homeless, you know. A lot of my real friends, they open up their homes to me and shit like that. But I don't got nowhere to call home. And we can blame that in part due to my failed relationship or whatever. The little boy I was in. Notice I said little boy. The little boy that I was in a relationship with just, I don't know. You know, I get lost in a lover. You know what I'm saying? I get lost in a lover, and the bullshit about it is I got lost. And it's like every time I get lost in a lover, bitch, I lose everything. Not really everything. I still have my name. You won't take that. I still have my dignity, my pride. I have all of that. It's just, I still got my car. So I ain't lose everything this time. But I mean, you know, basically drove a wedge in between me and one of my friends. And you know, my friends are my friends. My friends are special. My friends know me. My friends are always going to be my friends, no matter what we go through. So this was kind of a, it was kind of a shock to me. I ain't gonna fucking front. It was really a fucking shock to me. You say fried what? Mexican what? Oh, Jamaican, bitch. Jamaican. I'm going the right way. Oh, so yeah. At the same time, it's just like, you know, I can't believe, number one, I can't believe that me and this person pretty much ain't ever gonna speak again. Once I get my shit out the house, I ain't gonna talk to that hoe ever again for the rest of my natural born life. I ain't got nothing to say to her unless I'm setting her ass up. For real, for real. I don't wanna talk. Because at this point, I mean, you know, I would have never done one of my friends like she did me. Number two, bitch, who the fuck you think you are that somebody got to come talk to you? When I see my friends going through something and they're really my friend, I sit down and talk. Number, I don't know what number. Anyway, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You got me fucked up, bitch. Like, you just got me fucked up, period. And somebody got me fucked up. Yeah, man, I'm sorry about that shit. Motherfucking Mecca keep calling my ass. I told her I was on my damn way. This girl steady calling my phone. But nah, back to what I was talking about. I mean, you know, at this point, I just don't think me and D gonna ever be friends again. Because, I mean, girl, you got me fucked up. I mean, knowing her for as long as I've known her and we were roommates, I would have never done that. The bitch put me out. Like, the bitch sent me a motherfucking, she said, well, first of all, the shit was fake. I left because I don't want to whoop her ass. I really did. I left because I didn't want to fuck the bitch up. Because at the end of the day, first of all, the shit you sent me was motherfucking fake as fuck. It was flugazy as hell. It wasn't a real motherfucking eviction notice. I could be a bitch and sit in the motherfucking house and, you know, make you go downtown and waste your motherfucking money on putting me out and this and all that. I ain't want to go through all that because at the end of the day, I don't want to be around nobody whose energy is not naturally good. I don't want no fake shit. That's probably why I haven't been able to progress how I know I can and how I know the Lord will bless me, because I'm around people who aren't genuinely happy, not by themselves, not with someone, not even with friends around that love them for who they are. So that is why I just left. You know, I'm going to be all right. I mean, you know, I got in a car wreck recently around October. I got about, what, 9 herniated disc in my back. They haven't released me to go back to work. I've not been back to work since October 21st. And I've been actually out here, you know, I've been working, but I just haven't been working. So it's just to the point now where it's like, okay, I don't even have a friend to help me when, I don't say I don't have a friend to help me when I fall on bad or hard times. It's just the one or two people that I really thought, which was my ex, that were supposed to be there for me, completely alienated me and made me feel like a stranger in my house. So that being said, I mean, what the fuck is going on with my phone here? Man, I don't get this shit. I got the GPS going and I'm trying to fucking figure some shit out. Bitch, where the fuck is my shit at? Like, why am I not recording type shit? I don't want to hear nothing else. I want to see my phone, bitch. My phone, oh, it's still going, I think. It better be, bitch. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. So, you know, I'm just like, I don't really know what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, I can't be friends with you. Because, number one, you put me out. You gave two fucks about my well-being. Number two, bitch, you didn't even give a fuck about me. You kicked me in my motherfucking chest. Me and this bitch arguing. She's standing on the steps. I'm standing down a few steps. This bitch took her foot off the ground and kicked me in my motherfucking chest. Bitch, we wasn't friends from that moment on. Moving forward, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't friends then. I should have kicked your ass then, bitch. But I didn't have the strength in me because I was just getting out of the motherfucking treatment center for my motherfucking back and the car wreck and shit. And it's like, well, damn, bitch, you don't give a fuck about me for real. So, you know, at the end of the day, you wanna evict me on non-payment. Bitch, I was gonna set that hoe straight when I got my check or whatever. But unbeknownst to me, I thought when you was in a relationship and, you know, one person couldn't handle the bills, then everybody, you know, the other half did. This shady ass nigga wasn't even doing it. He barely kept a job, let alone help pay my half. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping. I'm not tripping. I just really thought that those were some solid people in my life, and lo and behold, they did. They showed me that they wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It hurts. It even hurts right now to talk about it. Because at the end of the day, no one can give you a story like that about me. And there's a lot of things a lot of motherfuckers can say about me. But rude, fucked up about it, ain't one of them. You know what I mean? That ain't fucked up. That's not fucked up about it. I'm not fucked up about none of that shit. Because at the end of the day, bitch, I know exactly what the fuck I be doing. I know exactly who the fuck I'm supposed to cling to. I know what's going on. You know, I know what the fuck going on, man. But it's cool. It's so cool. Like, when I tell you it's cool, like, I used to cry every night, cry myself to sleep. I cry myself to sleep daily for this bullshit. Every fucking day, man, I promise you. Every fucking day I'm crying myself to sleep about this bullshit. Because I just couldn't understand them. I just could not fathom the fact that people would do me like this when all I ever done was be nice, cordial, kind. Yeah, I got my faults, but who don't? You know what I'm saying? All I ever did was be good to their ass. But it's okay. Like, you know, it's fine. I ain't tripping at all. Because one thing for certain and two things for sure, the Lord takes care of me. He makes sure he makes my enemies my footstool. And I make sure that I make sure that I pay homage and respect him for the things he does, the doors he opens up for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed. I ain't worried about nothing. I know one thing. I bet you that I know Lamar's, and I know both of them is doing stuff that they particularly don't want to do. Like, Dee's probably she's probably going at work. Bitch, you ain't work all week when we stay together, ho. You didn't. Now, every time I try to get my shit, bitch, you at work. So you already know what that means. Oh, you got to make up for my income. So yeah, now you got to work. So now you're working 7 days a week. Lamar, you probably giving away dick, ass, pussy, face, mouth, toes, all types of shit for what the fuck you got going on. Which is fine by me. Because both of you had it great, wonderful, and good. You know what I'm saying? I had stopped being a dog. I had stopped lying. I had started being more prompt. You know what I'm saying? I had way better jobs than I have had. You know what I'm saying? Like, life was good. Life was great. But now it's just like, here beans go. Got to start over again. Back to the drawing board. Which is cool. I mean, you know, anything that isn't updated is outdated, basically. If you don't update yourself, or you don't update what you're doing, your friends list, everything has to be revised, revisited, and resurfaced. So I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, so this is it. I'm resurfacing myself. I'm reviving myself. I'm figuring out what's good and what doesn't work for me. At the ripe old age of 34, I'm still trying to figure it out. So anybody that thinks they got it figured out before, that's younger than me, try again. You got to figure it out now. What works, works now. But what doesn't work will show eventually. You know, it took, 10 years for it to show that me and D wasn't really friends? Hey, I thought we were. But then again, only time can tell. So I ain't tripping. But on to bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying? Literally, bigger and better things. Everybody wants to be me, baby. They all want to be me. Not even saying that in a conceited type of way, just saying that as in the favor that I pray for daily, which I'm sure a lot of people don't even understand or know. The favor that I pray for daily is the favor that a lot of people wish they had with other people. I know I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I pray for that type of favor with people, because I want to have a good standing relationship with whomever I come across. Now hold on, because I'm all the way down here in fucking Morrow going to see motherfucking Mac, because I'm like, am I coming home? And this and all that. And bitch, if I am coming home, girl, like, these police out here is district. I done passed two fucking cops. Three fucking cops already. The fuck? Bitch, you got, girl, where fuck you at, ho? Shit. Nah, man, I'm just like, you know. So I've been with Becca, you know, my bestie, or whatever, me and her. You know, she told me, she was like, bitch, don't worry about nothing. Bring your ass with me. So I've been with her, and it's been one hell of an adventure. You know what I'm saying? It's been one hell of an adventure. And I say that with the utmost excitement, because, I mean, my friend is And my friend is excitement, anxiety, all rolled up in one. Feeling good, feeling bad, feeling sad, everything. I mean, you know, it's when she's on, when she's off, she's on. I fuck with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I love to cling to people who don't have a lot of friends, because I don't have a lot of friends, not real ones anyway. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants something. And someone that you can hang with that genuinely wants to just enjoy your company and be around, I feel like they're worth giving it a try. You know what I'm saying? They're worth being around. And I've gotten to know her really, really well ever since I've been with her. You know, since I've been living with her and stuff. So it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a temporary fix. You know, small thing to a giant. And I will be actually moving into my own place. What's up with the windows and shit, man? This shit is not working over here. Defrost or some shit, bitch. I can't see nothing. Gotta turn the heat on or something. Something going on. But yeah, so like, you know, it's a temporary fix for the situation or whatever. But I actually, of course you know me, bitch. I'm getting a brand new car. Stunt on these bitch. Shit on a few hoes. When I get my check. And I'm gonna get me a new motherfucking house, bitch. And I become accustomed to goddamn 4 bedrooms. So, bitch, I ain't taking nothing short of that, you heard me? Fuck you talking about. I ain't taking nothing less than 4 bedrooms, baby. By my motherfucking self. Shit, I can afford it. I work hard, bitch. Real hard and real good. Damn, my fucking turn around. Is this Altoona or no? This is not Altoona. I think I just passed Altoona. I believe I just passed it. I think I did. Oh, this is Altoona, man. Oh, this is Altoona right here, yeah. Altoona. Clayton County Police all over the goddamn place, child. Nobody got time for this. Fuck y'all girls coming from, child. Okay, so Altoona. Come around the curb. Come on. Going to see Mega Girl. So many goddamn police out this bitch. The fuck, bitch? The fuck going on over here, man? I'm about to cuss this girl out when I get around this goddamn curve, man. Show the fuck here. The fuck you got me at? Clayton County ass girl. But nah, yeah, so it's like, you know, everything is good, man. Everything is straight. Everything is great. Everything is just, right now I'm living and I'm enjoying life. I'm able to go to the doctor without a care in the world. I'm also able to, you know, I'm able to just do what I do. I'm able to get rest when I need it, and I'm able to, that's not the car, that's a goddamn Lexus, honey. Okay, so girl, where's the car? I don't see my little white car, honey. Where am I at? I done passed it or something? Oh no, I gotta come over around this curve. My bad. Goddamn, what you gonna run riding around this bitch? But so yeah, I mean, you know, I wanted to actually do a podcast by myself and talk to y'all. You know, just let everybody know what's going on with me and shit that I've been up to and shit that I'm doing. And, you know, just making it so everything's all right. Like, I don't even know where I'm at. This is why I'm saying the police riding around this bitch. I don't know where the fuck I'm going and shit, man. I hate this shit. This hoe too bougie to come the fuck outside. First of all, I'm not fucking coming all the way out here. Ground past 5 policemen on the way out here, bitch. I'm going back to Derrick House. Fuck this shit. Come on, am I coming home? Hell no, nah, bitch. Not until we move. Shit. Fuck. It's too much, man. But nah, it's been an adventure. It has been an adventure. One that I can honestly say I got to get used to. Well, I don't have to get used to it because we're actually looking for something permanent. But I just thank God for the people that I do have in my corner helping me out in my space. You know what I'm saying? Where is the damn 31? 30? Is this it? Oh, this is it. Oh, the car in the garage. She's so bougie. Car in the damn garage, child. Girl, since you don't want to move this shit, I'm going to run this shit over. How about that? I'm going to run the motherfucking shit over, girl. Since you don't want to move the motherfucking trash can, I'm going to run this shit the fuck over. How about that one? Boom. But yeah, I just, you know, I personally, I'm a little afraid for myself because I think I'm beginning to like the whole, you know, I think I'm beginning to get a little comfortable with it. And it has been, I can count on one hand the amount of people that have really been there for me. You know what I'm saying? I can count on one hand the people that have been there for me, the people that have actually allowed me to, you know, rest and get my thoughts together, get my head together, because it seems like ever since I've been under the weather with this accident and under the treatment of the doctors and stuff like that, motherfuckers be coming out of nowhere with the bullshit. Like, the whole eviction thing took me by surprise, honestly, y'all. It really, 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 really did. It took me by motherfucking surprise. I did not expect, nor did I believe, that this girl was going to put me out. I really didn't. And, I mean, you know, I kind of sort of went into a slick state of depression behind that. Also, like, just I broke down crying the other day when I was at the laundromat washing my clothes, because it's like, it just hit me. Like, you know, I'm homeless. I don't have a key to a house to go turn a key in. Like, bitch, I'm like damn near staying out of my car. Like, I have a whole house full of furniture. I have a whole house full of whatnots and things. And it's just so hard for me to envision, because I've never been in this place. And, you know, I don't hate her. I don't do that, because it's like, for you to say the money isn't an issue, but what's the issue? Because that's why you putting me out, because the money wasn't the money, but the money, because the money wasn't being paid to you. However, you did that with the saying in the same breath, but the money's not the issue. Then what is the issue then? Because if I'm telling you the issue on why you're not getting the money, you have to tell me what the issue is on why the money is the issue. And if there is the issue, then let that be it. Because to me, if I would say the money isn't the issue, I would have never issued the eviction. I would have never put you out, because the money wasn't an issue. I would have let you run a tab and make a bill, but I would not have put you out in the street. And ain't nothing good gonna come from her. Ain't nothing good gonna come to her. I don't wish nothing bad on her, but I don't wish nothing good for the woman either. Let's be clear. I don't wish that bitch no happiness. I hope every rat that crawl around that motherfucker bite that hoe on the big toe. You understand me? I don't wish that girl no good. I don't wish no harm on her, nothing bad, but I don't wish her no good either. I don't. She can keep on existing like she is. Baby, pictures are proof that you were here. She takes none, because she's ashamed of the way they look. She's ashamed of herself. She's ashamed of her body. She's ashamed of the way she chooses to live her life. I don't know nobody in the world who mama don't fuck with them, okay? You understand me? Bitch, your mama don't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. Your mother stays in the West End of Atlanta, Georgia, and I have never seen her at our home. It ain't because of me, because I know how to treat guests in the home. I know how to act accordingly. My mother came from North Carolina to my house and stayed for 2 whole full weeks. I know how to treat. I was raised. I know how to treat an adult in a situation of that nature. I know how to conduct. Basically, I know how to act around somebody's fucking mama. You understand me? That part. Now, I don't know whether she don't want her mom to know she a drag queen. She don't want her mom to see her living like this. I don't know what. But baby, you think my mama would stay at least 10 minutes away from me and not at my house when the fuck she wanted to, or didn't come to my house when I didn't answer my phone call, her phone call? Or you think my mama wouldn't pop up just to see what the fuck going on? Her mama don't. So you already know what that means. Girl, you got some shit you got to get right with the Lord. For real. Because, baby, your mama ain't fucking with you. So, girl, your mama ain't fucking with you. God knows. The rest of the family's obsolete. For real, for real. I mean, girl, you're a loner. For real. And I don't think it's by choice, because you seem like you like family. Or at least the family you had when you were house mother. Or you, the family you had when you were house mother. And the family you had when you were the girl's mama. Or the family you had when I would listen and do what you asked me to do for you. Or do what you wanted the household to do. You seem like you like stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not going to lose no sleep over it. I've lost enough. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with the kid here. But other than that, you know, things are looking on the up and up. I mean, I'm single. Apparently, I have been. You know, I'm just not going to tolerate cheating. I'm not going to tolerate cheating. I don't cheat on my lovers for specific reasons. And basically, bitch, if I catch something, I want to know where it came from. I can't narrow it down if I got 3-4 people I'm talking to. Or fucking, for that instance. I want to know where the shit comes from. So it's only one way to do that. Don't cheat. That way you know exactly who it came from, exactly who you got it from, and exactly where you need to send the motherfucking people. You understand me? That's exactly why I do it. That's why I don't allow, you know what I'm saying? I don't cheat. And there's a reason behind that. I shouldn't cheat. You shouldn't cheat on your lovers or whatever. But, you know. So this guy I was dating, this ain't even Lamar, it's just someone else, mind you. So, girl, this guy that I was dating, you know, he makes it his business to say this is his first gay relationship. And, you know, I know he got some children, and, you know, I know he likes girls, so from time to time he deals with those. But, bitch, I fucks the shit out of you. And I don't understand, like, why would you lie to me? Like, and the bullshit about it is, he's so dismissive to where I don't even want to get my feelings hurt by bringing the situation up, because he's going to dismiss me like I don't. He's going to dismiss it. So I can be just as evasive and dismissive as you. You know what I'm saying? I know it's an issue that we're going to talk about one of these days, but we have to talk about this issue when I get out of my feelings, because I can't talk to him now about it because I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to get upset, and some things are probably going to be said and done that I'm going to regret. So once I make sure I can have this conversation as an adult and a grown ass man, I will have it. But until then, I will be very evasive. I will be very dismissive toward him. I will be very calculated in my steps. You know what I'm saying? If I am to pull up, it's just for one thing and one thing only. And it's hi, bye, here you go, where's my money, I gotta go, see you later. It's one of those. It won't be sitting there talking, chopping it up. It'll be very much, I'm in an Uber, I can't wait, I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those. Like, can you just put it in the mailbox? I don't want to see you. Like, I don't want to deal. I don't want to talk. I don't really want to even listen to you lie to me, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you motherfucking lie, pussy. And at the end of the day, niggas out here fucking bitches with little ass dicks, but over here sucking dicks bigger than they thumbs. I just don't get it. So I'm not finna try to put it together. I'm not even finna try to do it like that. You know, I look at a lot of my friends, and I begin to wonder if they actually see me. And I'm saying that with such slow apprehension, because I have to take steps out. I have to step back in my life and ask myself, do I see me? Like, do you see what you're doing, Alonzo? You know? Like, do I sit back? Like, I sit back and I calculate things and I go over stuff. And, like, I look at a turnaround for my life right now. It's probably going to be March, April. I don't plan on doing too much for February. I really want to be released from the doctor. I really want to get this accident, this check, all this shit behind me. Not waiting on the check, anticipating the check, because I'm going to have a check before then. It's just, I'm really self-evaluating right now. I don't think I want to go back to work. Like, I don't think I want to go back working for anyone. My business is actually taking off a little bit, and that's why I say I have to continue to thank the Lord for his favor that he bestows in others to have his favor with me, because it's in the universe. I'm at a point right now where I don't really want to work for nobody, because I want to wake up when the fuck I want to wake up. I want to do what I want to do. And you can only do that when you own the place. So, I mean, you know, a lot comes in buying a building. A lot comes in all that. That's what you have investors for. I mean, I know all this shit. I just pretty much want to understand Like, I got to take the jump. I got to take the leap. And I got to take the leap while I have this time to do it. Because if I don't take the leap while I have this time to do it, there, I feel like there won't be another chance. There won't be another time for a long time that I have the thoughts or the time to actually sit down in front of a computer or sit down in a space, network with people, get my business going, get a client or two that I know is solid. I won't have the time to do that. So I'm trying to actually do that now. And it's like everybody else shit gets in the fucking way. Like everybody else shit gets in the fucking way. I'm trying to stop fucking caring. I promise you, I'm trying so hard to stop caring. I'm trying so hard. Like I just feel like people have changed me. And I don't really, like, it's like I had, when I was a meaner person, I was better for myself, basically because I didn't let a lot of shit in and a lot of people bother me. But because I become so loquacious and so freely with my feelings and so accepting to other people, it's like a lot of shit bothers me now. And I don't really know how to, like, I can't people well for too long. And it ends up me going into my shell and needing seclusion time, needing time by myself. I never really needed time by myself. And I don't know why. I never really needed time by myself. Like I enjoy my own company. That is one thing for certain. I definitely enjoy my own company. I just don't like others around me too long. You know what I'm saying? And for those reasons, it's at work, it's at home, it's in the field, it's everywhere. I just don't like people around me too long. And I believe that's because the energy that they walk around with, it is contagious. Good energy is contagious, but I swear bad energy is more contagious than good energy. You have to get in a mood to be good. You have to get in a mood to be happy. Baby, you don't got to do a goddamn thing to be mad, but you will find a reason. You know, you got to find reasons to get mad. And someone who's, a lot of my friends are always mad. Not necessarily always mad. They're just so cynic and negative. They're so stoic that it's just, ugh. And these are people that I love to death. I love them to death. Their energy, their presence, not just what they can do for me, but what they can do for themselves is what attracts me to them. It's like, I love to see my friends, you know, on a separate level than me. Whether it be high or low, I love to see them on a separate level and be happy. I don't like to see them on the come up and still upset, because it's like, if I got to constantly remind you everything that you have going for yourself, bitch, then you don't see yourself. You have to see yourself. It's important that you got to see yourself. That's why I thank the Lord for people that see me, because I'm not that hard to miss. It's just, once the people see me, I begin to see myself, and it means a lot more. The gestures or everyday things mean a lot more to me. And that's what I want to, you know, that's what I want to leave behind. That's the legacy I want to have. Like, I want to have I want everyone to put a slight smile on their face when I'm gone. I just, you know, I don't want to leave a sour taste. I don't want to leave a sour taste, but I don't want to leave a bad one either. You know, I'm so wrapped up right now in what will be. I'm having a hard time focusing on what is. And I tell people all the time that I had a gift of foresight, and you know that the Lord gave me foresight in the way that I process things, the way I put things together. It always tends to allow me to foresee what's going to happen or what's to come or what, you know, what's going on. And I've been pretty spot on these last couple of years. I've been pretty spot on. My gift has actually gotten a little stronger. It went from thinking it to actually saying it to actually seeing it to actually watching it, knowing it, and even not saying nothing and saying it to myself following the event, and then it's still happening the way I thought it. So I pretty much do believe in the gifts we do have. And a lot of my friends are starting to believe that I'm serious, because, I mean, it's so scary. Like, I could say something and I could be joking or being funny about it, and it'll happen. Like, one shocking, scary, one that kind of fucked me up, fucked with my head, was Christmas. I was on the phone with one of my friends. I want to say Sterling. I was on the phone with Sterling. And we were talking, and, you know, I was in the room with Mecca, getting ready, getting dressed or whatever. And we was putting our clothes on, and we was finna go do something. And I think we were in, I want to say we were either in an Airbnb or we were in a hotel. And basically, we was just there. We was, you know, we were doing our thing. And something told me, we were talking about Airbnb. And I told him, I was just like, man, I said, bruh, we got 3 Airbnbs for Christmas. And at the time when I said it, I wasn't thinking of it as a foresight. I wasn't thinking of it as a, you know, as a fruition or anything like that. I was just talking. And I was like, bitch, I got 3 Airbnbs for Christmas. I can pick which one I want to have a little function at or whatever may have you. Mecca heard it. Or whatever, she didn't say nothing. I mean, I was lying at that time. I think it was like a hotel room. I was lying my ass off, bitch. And I didn't think nothing of it. And boom. When I tell you that night, like 2 days before Christmas, I want to say it had to be 2 days before Christmas, because Christmas Eve was the night I walked in on the Mars having a foursome. And we were supposed to still be in a relationship together. But that's my Christmas gift from him was horrible. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I was just joking. And lo and behold, guys, like that night, we had 3 Airbnbs. We sure did. We had 3 Airbnbs. We had the one we had been staying in. Then we had one that Mecca wanted for Christmas. And then we had another one that we had got the night before because of our Christmas money had got stolen or whatever. So I kind of like stopped, looked up to the sky, and I was like, okay, I got to be careful about what I say. I got to watch what I say, because apparently stuff's coming true, and, you know, I gotta watch what I say and how I do, because I don't want nothing too bad to happen, you know. So I started watching my words then, because that was kind of creepy yet scary yet okay, I haven't been lying, you know, type shit like that. So it was like I started watching my words then, because I've just been, and ever since then I just remember, like, you gotta watch what you say, because, yeah, excuse me so much. I'm sitting in the driveway of me and Mecca's Airbnb, and I'm just sitting here like, I don't even want to go in here. Number one, I can tell my friend is a little wind up, if you know what I mean. And honey, I just don't feel like talking about her all night long, but I'm not going to be here that long. I'm just going to stop by, let her know. I see you. I see the place. I haven't forgot. Still love you. This, that, and the fourth. But I just need some, right now I'm doing some self-searching, and I can't really do the self-searching that I need to do around strong personalities, because again, energy is absorbed. It's never destroyed. It's only transferred. Depending on the vessel that it's transferred into will depend on the type of energy given back out into the universe. And right now, you know, I only hang with people with strong personalities and opinions. So one of my best friends wouldn't be the most receptive. Only the passive friends will be receptive to me right now. And I know that. And this is an effort for me to, I guess you would say, salvage our friendship. Because the way I am right now, like, it's just not good. And then trying to speak on it when you have someone who always wants to speak about themselves, it's just not going to end out right. I'm going to end up getting frustrated. And I don't want that. I want to keep this relationship. I think it's a great one. I think it's good. It's good to nurture. So I'm going to try to nurture it the best way I know how. I just hope my friend understands. Get me? I'm only doing this for the betterment of us. So I want her to understand, you know. And part of this podcast, I just want to let you guys know, is I don't say nothing I can't repeat. I don't tell you nothing that's fucking fake, false, phony, or none of that shit. I keep it 100. I have been keeping it 100 since day one. The name of my show is Chance and Choice. In life, we have chances and we have choices. Sometimes you have to take a chance to make a choice. Sometimes you have to make a choice to take a chance. I don't ever sugarcoat nothing on this motherfucker. I don't ever lie on this motherfucker. That is why the guests I've had, and I did that just to see, you know, the type of people that I could possibly get up, because, you know, as you know, when I started this out, I did have a co-host. Child. Neither here nor there. However, I did have a co-host. We don't have one anymore, so I went through a thing where I can only do my show with a co-host. No one wants to just hear me. No one wants to just listen to me. I'm enough. So, bitch, if y'all don't get another motherfucker to co-host this bitch, believe you me, bitch, I'm gonna be here, okay? Fuck you talking about. But, yeah, I just, you know, I've done these series with a bunch of co-hosts. You know, I've never done any repeats. Thank you. However, only people that I asked to do it were people who I genuinely thought had a point of view in this world and will leave a footprint, will leave a stamp. I really did it with people that I trust, believe, and I call them my friends. Because one thing I do is I always tell them, I don't want you to practice anything. I don't want you to get into the habit of, oh, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about this. I was like, let's just have a conversation. It's called candid conversation because there should never be a rehearsal to a conversation you're having with your friend. If you're having a real, genuine conversation with your friend, that shit is not scripted. That shit is not brought back. That shit is not retained. That shit is a conversation that we had, bitch. Somebody just hit the record button because we deserve it to be recorded because it's record of we are here. I fucking love that fucking movie, Queen. I'm so sorry about that, y'all. I fucking love Queen and Slim. Of course, when I was getting into my little... I fucking love... Mecca calls again. I'm like, girl, I'm in the driveway, girl. Damn, shit. But yeah, I love Queen and Slim. That's my favorite line from the movie is, pictures are not for vanity. They are proof to the world and our family that we were here. That is my favorite line that girl says in that entire motherfucking movie. Because that is so true. That is what resonates to me. It's like people... They say you got a lot of pictures of yourself. They say you're conceited. People say all these types of things about you based on the vanity of a picture. And it's like, bitch, this is proof that I'm there. This is, oh shit, phone fell. Like, this is proof that I'm there. This is proof that I exist. This is proof that I am here. One moment. So, yeah, I'm apologizing again. I'm so sorry. It's like this bitch on the phone running out here all up in my podcast, stopping me, got me stopping, talking. Look, let me tell y'all. It's a lot. It's to the point where I have to give up, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I said what I said earlier. This is one of the reasons why I know how to deal with people and I know what I'm doing. I don't want nobody to ever feel like I can't adapt to a certain type of situation, because some people in my life right now, I am using you just to teach me how to deal with others, because you're going to set me up for the next person in my life. That I understand, that I get, that is what I'm here for. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to learn how to pull it back, pull it down, pull it together. So what I really am wanting to do is I really want to get better at peopling, I guess you would say. I just love the word peopling. I like the word peopling. Getting better with people, to people, for people, by people, with people, all of that good shit. I want to get better at it. Because, I mean, you know, I realize you need people in your life, and they can be good or bad. I'm just tired of fussing back and forth with people. So instead of me fussing back and forth with them, I should learn how to deal with them accordingly. And this is what I'm doing now. So I'm gonna have to end this podcast. I don't know if it was good or not. I'll probably do like a little bonus episode on my drive back home. I'm gonna make it happen, something of that nature, something like that. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hit you back, let you know what's going on, let you know how it all worked out for me, okay? I love you 1,000 times over, and I want y'all to be safe, be careful, most definitely keep everything 100, because the truth is not hard. Ain't nothing to tell but the truth. Ain't nothing to say but the truth. Now, I might not like it, but the truth is easier than telling a lie. By all means, the truth is so easier than telling a lie, because you don't want to lie. You just don't want to lie because you have to cover it up. And everything is brought to light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, God. I'm so far past this. Jesus. I'm just so far past all this, y'all. I'm still happy. I'm still happy. I swear I'm still happy. I just start thinking about the hurt that I experienced. And it brings me to tears every time. And I know hurt people hurt people. And I know ain't no hurt person ever healed nobody. And I'm not trying to keep hurting people. I'm not trying to keep hurting myself. I just want to heal a few people and help a few people out. Even if it means I help them before I help myself. I get so choked up. I get into out-of-worldly things, and I just get so choked up behind being a good person. And I just don't want to be a bad guy. And it's a constant battle. It's constant. It's a constant uphill every day fucking battle with this bullshit. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired. Because some people deserve to be cut off. Some people don't deserve to be cut off. Some people just know how far to go. Some people just don't know when to stop. Some people just don't see other people. And it's just hard. It's so hard to function in this kind of world. And we gotta get better. And we gotta get better for ourselves so we can be better for somebody else. I swear, I don't think I'm ever gonna fall in love again. I was dead. I'm dead in that category. I can't. I just can't. And I wanted to so bad. I just can't. I'm afraid it's gonna hurt me. And I hate being by myself. I hate being alone. It bothers me that I'm gonna stay like this. I'm end up talking to myself, and I just don't like that idea. And I'm open. I mean, I'm always open. I just cannot date an ex. I cannot date an ex. And I just don't want to give nobody no more of my time. Because I'm just afraid. And I just want everybody to be okay. I just want people to do you like you do them. I don't want no new friends. The ones I got have hurt me so bad. I'd rather deal with the evil I know than the evil I don't. And it's sad. Because there's a lot of people that deserve me and deserve my friendship. And I won't let them in because I refuse to let them do me like the rest of my friends have. It's an aching hurt that's just come from my soul. I just don't feel like I belong around these parts. I'm not from here. I'm not from here. I cannot sympathize with nobody. I can't. Nobody gets where the fuck I'm coming from. Not even the weirdest people I know can understand what the fuck I go through. Nobody. Everybody has a motherfucking way. Perception is a motherfucker. When are y'all gonna see it my way? When are they gonna take me into consideration and see me? When? I'm sorry. It just came out. It came from nowhere. This is what I be talking about. I'm happy 1 minute. Next minute I'm crying. Next minute I'm upset. Then I'm mad and I'm happy again. It's just every. I cannot keep doing this. I love y'all. And I'm finna dry these tears. Go ahead and put this game face on for this girl. Because of course she's going through. Like always. But I love my friends. I do. But y'all are wearing me out. Y'all are wearing me out. Lord. Jesus.